Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Melbourne and a few other cities. And these are the equivalent of the kingsmen of old that would, you know, slit a woman's throat, they were told to. And they're just monsters, and they're there because this woman had free speech and wanted to stand up and say no, and her most fundamental rights are thrown out under UN directive. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We're going to go John, Pat, Mason, pandemic medic worker, and others. If you live in Australia or have family in Australia, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're going to your calls now. Thank you so much. John in Australia, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us where you're calling from.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. For starters, I'd like to say, I know you don't like to be thanked. I've been listening to your show for many, many years. But I'm going to do it anyway. God bless you. Keep your brother and keep the best going. Keep it alive. I'm calling from Adelaide, South Australia, and I've had the urge for many, many years to call in, but it's getting really, really strong at the moment. I can see where we're at around the world and, of course, my own country. And there's too many sheep over here, mate, and they've got to wake up because we're getting to the gritty end, the pointy end of the stick.
That's right. Describe what it's like. Describe what you've been under.
Well, there's a lot of sheep over here. There's the upside of all this crazy stupidity going on. It's waking a lot of people up, and I'm constantly sharing articles. I tune into the show every single day. My wife, I think, is getting tired of me constantly talking about it, but she's not. The arguing about whether I'm right or wrong is slowly disappearing as she starts to think more and more. And it's pretty surreal, mate, that we have to put up with this sort of craziness that not more people can actually connect the dots and get off the dot and actually do something about it.
You're absolutely right. You know, my wife is, was apolitical, and now she saw all this. She's totally on board, and she's ready to go to war. I mean, this is really waking people up right now.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm 44 years old, and there's no hope in hell I will be taking any goddamn vaccine created by Bill and Melinda Gates or any of the other dirtbag satanic pieces of garbage. They can all go and take a flying leap. There's no way. I mean, the upside is I'm talking to people all the time, and you are correct. They are really sort of hungry and looking for information, and I'm constantly sharing articles, I'm constantly printing articles, I'm constantly giving stuff away to people to say, hey, go and read this, go and check that out. I'm constantly giving the links to not only your show, but Mike and all the rest of them, and I'm just hoping I can wake enough people up quick enough to put the brakes on this stupidity.
Absolutely, because people need to understand, the compartmentalized police are following orders. That still won't get them off, you know, the conviction like the Nazis. But this is a directed plan, so we know the next phases. And I should create a one sheet with factoids, with a bibliography saying, first they lock you down this way, next they do that, next is contact tracing, next is an app to move around, next is forced inoculations. They admit that's where this leads by next year. And Australia has been chosen. We're going to go to break. I want you to finish up, John. Don't hang on. I promise I'll get everybody else. 60-second break. Why has Australia been chosen? I've never been to Australia. I've been invited to go speak there. And then I heard they had some restriction on me coming there 2 years ago. And they blocked a bunch of other people coming, saying we're coming to stir up trouble. And I said to the Aussies then, I said, the fact that they're restricting people coming into your country or into the UK for their speech shows it'll be you next. And now a woman arrested for posting on Facebook that she was going to go to a protest. We'll tell you who that lady is on the other side. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again. With syphilis and other sterilants. The Tuskegee experiment, you know, they shot up the Aborigines in Australia. It wasn't the Aussies that did it. It was the medical corps and compartmentalized groups. You know, they tried to recruit my dad into that. That's one reason all these years later, I knew about this when I was a kid because I was told about it by my dad. And I thought everybody just knew this stuff. But see, my dad didn't join in with them. He was taught his class in Texas, in high school, already at college. And I use that story because that's what this is. And there's the stuff that adults know, and there's the stuff that children think they know. So if you just joined us, there's all this election news and all this incredible stuff happening, and I'll cover it next hour. We have an amazing guest next hour, Carlos Zapata, who was on fire. And what did he say? He said, you keep pushing, we will physically take you out. And that isn't a threat, it's a guarantee, and you won't stop us. You can hear in his very voice, all of it's completely real, it's a commitment. And it's going to happen. So I don't get up here and call these cops tyrants and evil and agents of corruption to act tough and to say they're really cruising for trouble. I'm scared of what I'm going to do. I'm not scared of them. And again, you're like, well, wait a minute. You like the cops, but now they're the bad guys. No. Good constitutional police following the law and going after bad guys are wonderful. When they start telling you that you don't have a right to go out and speak for a made-up, overblown virus that's been proven to be a fraud, and they keep people locked down for 10 weeks in their apartment saying they can't even leave, and suicides are off the chart, and people are dying of all these illnesses, and the hospitals are closed, and they tell you they're full, it's a fraud. All right, I'm going to stop ranting and go to your calls. But it's Freedom Day, Ballarat, Sturt Street, Ballarat Central, VIC, hosted by Zoe Lee. Remember that name? She's like the Rosa Parks of Australia. Peaceful protest. All social distancing will be followed. So they even go along with the stuff. Please wear a mask unless you have a medical reason not to. But in Melbourne, they wouldn't let you out with a mask if she wanted to arrest them. September 5th is Freedom Day. That's 3 days from now. As some of you may have seen, the government has gone to extreme measures and are using scare tactics through the media to prevent the Melbourne protest. Here in Ballarat, we can be a voice for those in stage four lockdowns who can't leave their apartment towers. We can be seen and heard and hopefully make a difference. This is a woman fighting back against the martial law. End lockdowns. Stand for human rights. We live in a free country. Meet at the bottom of Strutt Street. In the bridge, mall, 11 a.m., make a sign, see you there. And they arrested her and seized her computers because they think Aussies are cowards. Just like they think Americans are cowards, but we're not. This, I predict, will make the crowd 10 times bigger. And I predict is the kind of stuff that will bring them down.
show the footage as I talk to these callers of the huge rally in London, the rallies in Berlin and others this weekend. This is incredible. In fact, in solidarity for this lady, what is the 5th? That'll be Saturday. Yeah. Saturday, we're having a rally in Austin. I'll figure out a good spot for it. We're having one in solidarity. We're going to have the Zoe Lee America's a Free Country event, or we'll call it Free Australia event. I mean, because this is all in solidarity, people. They're coming after us all. I said I'd go to your calls. We got calls loaded now from Australia. Having got done with John in Adelaide, Australia, finish up your point. Why did they pick Australia as the UN base? They've said to where this is for the planetary regime. They already did China as the example of a lockdown. Now you're the example. Why do you think they did that?
I think because, mate, the people tend to believe, unfortunately, too much that the mainstream media, the TV, is their god. Now, that's not everyone. I've done a lot of reading, a lot of research, and I'm more and more so now passing on information who, a few years ago, people would laugh at me. Today, they're asking for it. So,
and let's be clear. Look at Berlin. That's like a million people. You're a leader. They're a leader. Zoe's, don't you think this lady, Zoe Lee, is a leader? I admire her.
Mate, if I could give her a medal, I would. If I could support her, I would. But with the current craziness climate, I'm getting really strong urges. I've had it in the past, but even stronger now. To go and buy a piece of property out in the country somewhere and get off the grid. The biggest problem we got is here is we are too apathetic. There are too many people who it's the she'll be right attitude. I'm not sure if your callers are familiar with that term, but the Australian callers will be. But they don't actually care until it actually gets to their doorstep. And by then, it's the old sort of adage of it's too late to do anything about it.
You're absolutely right. God bless you, sir. This is a crime against humanity. This is a Nazi-level event, putting these masks on children. Suicides are up 5-fold in Australia. They're up 4-fold here. God bless you, and thanks for the call. Okay, we got Jim in Queensland. Roger. We got Pat. We got Mason. We're going to get to everybody right now. Thank you for holding. Let's go to Pat in Sydney, Australia, then Mason. Go ahead.
G'day, Alex.
Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I'd like to agree with everything that John said, and say that the answer to your question is that we've been disarmed. We can't even buy a pea shooter in this country and haven't been able to for the past 20 years.
Well, brother, you're here on air. Where do you think all this is going?
I think it's all gone downhill real quick in Australia, but even worse in New Zealand.
Well, tell us what you think should be done about it and what you think that your fellow Aussies are going to do.
I don't know what we can do. We're disarmed. We've got a conservative government in government, and we've only got a leftist option in a two-party system.
Well, the answer is the people just not complying. What do you predict the arrest of this young mother who was pregnant for the crime of organizing a demonstration? What do you think this will trigger?
I hope that all Australians will stand up and stand behind it. But because we're all segregated into four different states and territories, we can't cross borders at the moment.
That's right. You're under a form of martial law. So they stop you passing into other states?
Absolutely. If we try and go from New South Wales to Victoria, they actually have the military on the border.
God almighty. Anything else, Pat?
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. And, folks, I'm angry, and I can pontificate. We had a caller that was a medical worker in Australia who got cut out during the lockdown. They were next. Call back. Callers are being really good. They're leaving it open for Aussies. And I promise I will get to all your calls that are on the board and won't make you old. I'm just ranting and raving. I'm going to go to Mason. I'm going to go to Jim and Roger. The calls we have left from Australia, open lines, 877-789-2539. And if that caller calls back, we'll go to the head of the line. Let's go ahead and talk to Mason in Bristol, Queensland, or Brisbane, Queensland. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, it's Nathan. It's really good to speak to you, and I'm actually an American citizen as well, so I can relate to you very well. And to be honest, I'm not, like, all about Trump, but I feel like Trump is somewhat the lighthouse for everybody in this world currently at this current moment. And I've been watching what Trump's been doing since he was elected into the presidency, as I'm sure you have as well. I live in Queensland, which I'm kind of away from Melbourne, but I've got friends in Melbourne. And I feel like, to be honest, right now what's happening is everybody's too afraid to do anything because of that whole martial law situation. Everyone's locked out of every state. Pretty much no one can move anywhere else other than the state they're in. But I think that a lot of businesses are really becoming ended with this whole situation. They just don't want to deal with it anymore. And I feel like a lot of businesses are going to stand up against this. So that's going to create an issue with the government. And I feel like at some point there's going to be a fight between the people. I don't know what kind of fight that'll be, but that's what I think will happen.
Nathan in Brisbane, Queensland, don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you to talk about the sense of the public, what they're thinking, what you make of this great lady, Zoe Lee, being arrested after Facebook reported her for thought crime. It's all coming up. And then Jim in Queensland, Australia, Roger in Washington from Australia. More lines are open, 877-789-2539. It's so cool to get your call from Australia. I'm going through them quick now. Please stay with us.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
And we're taking calls from Australia, where the UN is in control and has expanded martial law. With the military on the state borders, major cities are shut down where you can't even leave your house or your condo. Total collapse of the economy, mothers that plan demonstrations against it, being arrested for inciting basically terrorism at their homes. We showed the footage earlier. We're taking calls right now. Nathan, what is the sense in Australia? Do the people know that the COVID numbers have barely killed? How many have died in Australia, even with inflated numbers? They now admit here that almost no one's died of it. It's been a big hoax to shut down the world economy, and now they want to use Australia as an example to scare the rest of the world into martial law.
Alex, I feel like the people, they probably understand to a degree, but I don't think that a lot of people really are researching for themselves. And I think that's just the trait of the Australian in general. I don't know if that's going to be the case forever though, because I feel like at this current moment, people are starting to wake up. And like the previous callers were saying, that other states are seeing things happen in other states, and then they're kind of questioning what's going on, and it doesn't sit right with people. So I feel like at some point there's going to be some sort of rejection. How they're going to do that, I don't know. But
what's going on with Melbourne? Why are they doing the most draconian stuff in Melbourne?
Personally, my personal opinion is because there's a lot more immigrants in Melbourne, and that's easier to control because it brought a lot of immigrants into that state.
That's right. They always do the draconian controls on a group that doesn't have as many rights, but then it's always exported to everybody else.
Yeah, well, they don't know their rights as well as an Australian does, but at the same time, we don't really know our rights either. Well, a lot of people don't stand up for the rights anyway, if they do know.
Very well said points, Nathan. How long do you think we'll put up with the lockdown? They're talking about a lockdown forever now.
I don't think you can keep a human being down like that, especially if they've had freedom. It's different when they're from, you know, places like North Korea, but I feel like there's going to be a point where people fight back. I don't know how long that'll be, but it'll happen. That's what I think anyway. That's my opinion.
Do you know off the top of your head? I mean, I saw the numbers. It's like minuscule that have died in Australia from COVID-19.
It's less than 1%. I've done the math on it already, and that's really it.
I mean, the actual numbers, it was like I'd see articles like in one city, 10 deaths, and then we know most of that's made up. It just went into the world for something not even as bad as the flu. Very, very scary world. Thank you so much. All right, let's go ahead and go to Jim in Queensland, Australia, talking about store harassment and SARS COVID tracing. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. We're dual citizens. My father was an American and my mom's Australian, and we live in Sunshine Coast, which is in Queensland, north of where the previous caller in Brisbane called from. And this is what's important, because this doesn't get out in our news, okay? And I hope the people in Australia that listen to your show a lot do will hear this, okay? My sister was a member of our local council, and that's like your city councilman, same thing. But they have more power in Australia and Britain, the British system. My sister was in doing her shopping, and her mask wasn't on, and she's this, you know, she's an advocate for standing up against the hoax, you know, similar thing to like what you do. And she was snatched out of the store. And she, now, before I say this, I'm going to tell you where she was taken, because I want the people to hear this. She was taken to Campbell Barracks in Western Australia. She was snatched out of the store by the Australian SAS. They are doing the same things now, at least in Queensland, that the British SAS did in Northern Ireland with the IRA. Anybody that is in a local council that is against the vaccinations, the mandatory lockdowns, and they're called the SAS regiment. They're taken to Campbell Barracks. My sister was held there for 3 weeks and then just recently released, and the family's all going to America now. She's scared. The SAS snatched her just like the British guys did to the Irishmen in Northern Ireland.
Well, let's explain. Special Air Services was also caught staging bombings and blaming it on the IRA and leading the IRA. I had Steak Knife on about a month before they murdered him. I didn't realize how big a guest it was when I had him on. He was a former British high-level commando. But for those that don't know, this is all UN. This is the globalist taking back control of Australia. This isn't even your government. And, of course, she wasn't grabbed for not wearing a mask. She was grabbed because she's been a leader and been critical of them, just like they grabbed this woman that was organizing a demonstration in Melbourne. They're going after the leaders. This is criminal, Joseph Mengele, Nazi-level stuff, and shame on the Australian leadership.
But this has never happened before in Australia, where they used the SAS against Australians. Now, the police special branches, yes. They've gotten, like, Aboriginal leaders that were advocating terrorism or stuff like that. But this is the very first time. It is inconceivable in the state that, you know, like a Marine recon unit or the Army Green Berets would go and kidnap citizens and take them for interrogation.
Well, sir, I want to get your name and number and info, and I know your sister's probably scared, but the minute she goes public with her name and info, this will be international, and they're going to be in a lot of trouble. I guess they tried to intimidate her and just scare her to shut up. I mean, what did they do when she was in captivity?
Well, we haven't had a chance to talk to her yet. She's still in transit, but from what we've heard from my brother-in-law, the first thing they did is they isolated her as if she was a criminal for 2 days. Then they put all, and I guess there's council members from all over Australia that they're taking them to Campbell Barracks. That's in Western Australia, and that's where the SASR, they call them in Australia. SASR.
Sir, I can tell you're totally credible, but I mean, she's a public figure. Then tell us the name of the town and tell us her name.
It is Sunshine Coast, and I'd rather not give her name. Everybody in Sunshine Coast knows who it is because, you know, she's the popular rabble-rouser.
Yeah, so the military is kidnapping Australian citizens to silence them. I mean, this is one step away from death camps.
Yes, exactly. And she's not the only one. She said there were people from all over Australia, and like you said, from South Australia, Melbourne area especially, the SAS had all of these council members from all the different little towns, primarily from South Australia, which is where Melbourne is, which is where all of this. So they're.
Wow. Why do you think they released her? Do you think they broke her? I mean, because I heard she wants to leave now, is what you heard.
Well, we're dual citizens. Okay. So my brother-in-law, again, I haven't talked to them, but there's a strong possibility that the American Embassy in Canberra contacted the Ministry of Defense.
Oh, so that's the only reason she got out. Oh, my God. God almighty.
So even our own country, our State Department knows about this, Alex.
Well, sir, this is a martial law drill. They admit and they say you will be arrested if you don't take the vaccines starting next year if the Democrats win. And it's going to be, I mean, this is it. This is how we start. And then, like, when they come for the conservatives and patriots, they'll be, oh, we're not coming for you because you're conservative. The computer showed you have COVID. See how the fraud works?
Absolutely. And my sister was a vocal opponent, as were all of these other council members from especially South Australia. They're starting there. Melbourne is the first city. And any of the local council members, that's like I said, city council for little towns that are vocally against this, they're getting snatched by the SAS.
God almighty. Jim, this is why they don't want InfoWars to exist globally. We have listeners everywhere. This is so precious that you're there. Stay there. Don't hang up. Then we'll go to Roger, who's from Australia, but in Washington State right now. Wow. Wow. This is unbelievable. But, you know, going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sounded very credible. My BS detector was at zero, and I've already seen them arresting women and have been beating up women and arresting people for leaving their houses after 8-9 weeks of level 4 lockdown. And they've had 1,400 deaths in Australia. Most of them died of other things. So to put that in perspective, they've had probably 10 times the deaths from automobile accidents than with COVID-19. This is a total power grab. It's all admitted. And the more you submit, the worse it gets. You're not a hero wearing a mask. You're not a hero going along with it. You are writing your own destruction. Now, we got other huge news breaking. I told you this was coming. There's a new video. It's on InfoWars.com. Bill and Hillary warn Biden, do not concede under any circumstance. Drag it out, contest it. Same thing they've been saying. Now it's official. More of that coming up next hour. When Carlos Zapata, an amazingly well-spoken veteran, joins us, who laid out the fact that War's coming if these tyrants don't back down. Let's go to these callers in Australia. We've got Adam, Grant, and Roger. And again, I love how we have an audience that can say, I want to call from Israel. I want calls from Russia. I want calls from Canada, calls from Mexico, and we'll get good calls. So I'm very, very honored you're calling in, very, very honored you're there listening. As this shows how huge InfoWars is. Thanks to our listeners spreading the word across the world. This is so important to be here now so they don't have information dominance and control. Because as Mark Twain said, a lie goes halfway around the world before truth puts its pants on. But once the truth puts its pants on, it wins the race. I added that last part, kind of jazzing out there, improving on what he said. One of the callers just hung up, or maybe they're coming back. We'll see what happens. Roger's in Washington from Australia, then Adam in Melbourne. Roger, what in the hell's going on in Australia?
Howdy, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Australian by birth, but American by the grace of God, sir. And I've been watching this happen around us and compare the differences between Australia and America. Pretty much we're the same people. But the difference is America's backed by the greatest constitution in the world, known to mankind, period. And the thing is, Australia doesn't have that. And they've been de-armed, the population has. Then what's happened on top of that, the media is in complete overdrive pushing this narrative about the COVID, about the BLM, the vaccinations, and all of that that go with it. And pretty much Australians are buying all hook, line, and sinker except for the few. And the few that do resist, like your previous caller said, they're probably taken away to re-education camps. I don't know what happened to that lady that was there from the Sunshine Coast, but if she's a dual citizen, I'd be returning back to America because I believe a quickening is happening around us right now, Alex. It's global. And people need to get right with God. People need to get right with people that are like-minded. And we start pushing back on what's happening.
No, I agree. More than guns, more than water, more than food. That's all important. We need friendship and like-minded people, the brethren. That is what we need to have. We can do anything together. We need that moral support. They want to isolate us. They want us alone.
And you're right about that. You know, this George Floyd incident, it was timed too perfect to create a smokescreen on top of this COVID. I don't believe that. I don't know whether MK Ultra or some sort of mind control was put in, but that lit the match around the world. And all Western countries, the Australia, the UK, America, they all bought into this narrative where, all people's lives matter. But it created a larger division amongst the masses. And it just seems too perfectly timed that we're dealing with one lie, and now we're...
Oh, absolutely. And remember, they took most of the guns in Australia 20 years ago, and now we knew it would come. It's the same model, and it's an island, sparsely populated, and so they're beta testing, just like they're doing in Hawaii and admitting it's coming here. That's why we've got to resist. We've got to say no, because the agenda gets worse. They don't let the noose off our neck when we don't struggle. They tighten it. Roger, go ahead, Roger.
What happened in Australia 28 years ago, there was a mass shooting in Tasmania in Port Arthur. And that's where Australia's gun laws changed forever.
And that story was total. That was total mind control as well. Very suspicious.
I can't believe an autistic person could handle a rifle that well, where he could shoot a Beirut triple into a car, which is 2 through the windscreen, 1 through the radiator, and then do that to people. I find that very hard to believe.
Now, it was obviously special operations units. And then they pick a mentally retarded person because they can't defend themselves. Exactly. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Call me back again. Amazing calls. Adam in Melbourne, Australia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guy. So I'm from Melbourne. I just thought you might want a Melbourne view on everything that's going on at the moment.
Please, sir.
Basically, what all the callers are saying is basically true. Everyone here has too much faith in the mainstream media, the politicians, and the police, and they don't really question anything for themselves. It's more like whatever they see, they believe. And I think that's obviously a major concern and a problem here. And I think people are starting to kind of work out what's going on, but I think we're still a long way away from making a big difference.
Why do you think Australia is the new beta test? Because it's so controlled by China, or what's going on? Because China was the beta test to scare us all. Now they're using Australia as the new image to scare us here, showing us images saying we need to never leave our houses. We need to wear masks inside our houses. We need to, go under UN control. Why do you think Australia was chosen?
In a way, a bit of a rebellious country where we don't always follow, what we're told. So I think it was kind of a good testing ground to see how we would react to everything. If we would abide with what they say, that's probably a good starting point for why they chose us, in my view.
Well, they're talking about never ending the lockdown and forced inoculations and tracker tracing. I mean, I wonder, will the Aussies just be a closed country from now on and never leave their houses and all just starve to death? Because the economy is already breaking down worldwide. What's the economy like in Australia?
Oh, we just announced that we were in our largest recession yesterday. That got announced. So the economy definitely isn't doing well here. Contact tracing, that's already started. I think it's definitely going to be rolled out further. I think people are going to start realizing what's going on. And I think once it gets, to a point beyond, where people are happy with it, that's when they'll start, acting and talking up. But until then, I just hope that more people can really come to their senses and find out what's actually happening here.
Absolutely, Adam. God bless you. I appreciate you calling from Australia. All right, we got 8-9 calls from Australia. A few had to hang up. I'm sorry I didn't get to you. If you can still get in from Australia, 877-789-2539. I know it's on average like 4 in the morning over there. 877-789-2539. Dial your country access code, 512-646-1776. But I've got a lot of other news in other areas to cover, but why did I leave with Australia for an hour and 40 minutes so far? Because, folks, this is the UN. The UN says America should turn its guns in. The UN said Australia should turn its guns in. The UN says Switzerland and Israel should turn their guns in. Now they're starting to turn their guns in. And now the UN says our police are bad. They're going to control them. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is running around getting her hair done. Lightfoot's getting her hair done. And she says, well, I'm a public figure. I'm important. I get my hair done. You don't get your hair done. So they're just bringing back the class system where the new royalty is the bureaucrats and the liberals and the Democrats. And you've got Boris Johnson in the UK, and you've got the Australian leader as well. So-called conservatives going along with this, but they catch Boris Johnson out at places without his mask and Pelosi and all of them because it's a fraud. Boris Johnson didn't have COVID-19. He didn't get sick. It's all PR stunts. It's disgusting. And it is the main globalist power move. It's that simple. We're going to come back. I see the phone line floating up. Set more calls from Australia. We'll find out. But you just joined us. The article's on Infowars.com. A pregnant woman of two who organized a demonstration in Melbourne coming up this Saturday. She even said social distance, wear your mask, BLM's allowed to march. The Islamists are allowed to march. Everybody else is allowed to march. I say they should. But not people against COVID itself. Not people there saying it's overblown. Not people saying it's a power grab. The perfect way to shut down speech. And they're even saying Trump shouldn't have the RNC. But Democrats can have all their events. They can have the MTV Music Awards. It's all monkey see, monkey do, cult programming. What orders will you follow? What will you submit to? I will submit to nothing.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Don't have to wait for world government, forced inoculation, and drone robot control anymore. With the pedophiles openly announcing your children belong to them, all the denial's over. But I have to wait for the UN to tell you you're going to take forced inoculations and that nation states must follow their orders and turn in your guns. It's here. And they won't control your police department, so they'll be under their control in the so-called warrior class. We have one more caller from Australia, Grant in Queensland, and then I'm going to hit the news. Schools now threaten to exclude students who make jokes about coronavirus. It's a new political correctness. Don't talk bad about black people. Okay, fine. Oh, now you can't criticize the made-up exaggerated virus. Now you learn how the political correctness operates. You must submit to the new religion of germophobia and the inoculations that sterilize you. For those who just joined us, the article's up on Infowars.com with the video. Australian pregnant woman arrested in her home over anti-lockdown Facebook post. They said, you're not allowed to do that. Here's her post. Freedom Day, Strutt Street, Ballarat Central, Vic 3350, Victoria, Australia, in Melbourne. Peaceful protest. Everyone should be there. Everybody should stand with her and let these thugs know that they're not going to win. But let's go to Grant in Queensland. Grant, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Brother, give us your take on this situation.
Oh, mate, Australia's walking around with their awake with their eyes shut. Alex, the whole world's falling apart, as the way I see it. Thank God for America. America's the last stand, I think.
Well, we're not doing too good. So you say a lot of people are asleep. A lot of people are asleep here. What are you witnessing? What are your friends and family saying? What are the points you want to impart to folks?
And
I know it's what time is it where you're at? 4 a.m.?
Yeah, I've just woke up. I've slept in, Alex. I normally get your broadcast every morning, and I was up playing with guns and all that sort of stuff last night. Everyone's there. You know, a bit of panic in my camp, but we've been organising storable food and all gold and silver for months now. So everything's gone a bit wild out here.
Well, what is your sense? What do you? I mean, we know it's a world government takeover, but where do you think they're leading Australia? Why is Australia under the gun more than anybody else outside China?
I listened to the Common Sense Show yesterday. I hear the UN are training in China. I think the UN is China.
By the way, that's true. The UN is training a giant army in China. That's true. They're training a mainly Chinese army. I was hearing over a million men. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, I put all my time and efforts into see what's happening around the world, and I get any opportunity, I'll grab people's phone and put your app in there, and I get laughed at most of the time.
Wow, yeah, well, they won't be laughing later when the Chinese troops invade.
That's right, buddy.
Because you know, yeah, Australia and New Zealand, after China invades the South China Sea, you're the big plum.
We're the jewel in the crown out here. Once they get through the China Sea, they're already in New Guinea, up to the Solomons. They're on their way, mate.
You think the Aussies will be laughing then?
No, mate. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, here's the problem with people in Australia and America. They're good people, and they think everybody's like them, and they project their niceness onto people. I mean, do you think that's the problem?
Oh, they just believe everyone believes mainstream media. I can't even take tank water to my family and have them drink it. They prefer to drink bloody the water out of the tap that's full of fluoride. I give them more of your products than I got to. it's hard work, Alex, making people believe.
Brother, I think Australia is ahead of us in some ways, but behind us in others. And Aussie's always calling her awake or mad about it. And I get it. 10 years ago, nobody cared about fluoride in the water. Now everybody does. I think you guys are behind us because you've had it a little bit better than we had in some ways. Things have gotten crazy here. And so I know they're crazy there, too. But I don't be mad at people. They're going to wake up later. They're going to laugh today. They're going to cry later. What really matters is we wake enough up that before it's too far gone, we can win. And then, my friend, you'll be celebrated. Not that that's a good thing, but, you know, it's just a fact. God bless you. What did Mark Twain say? In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But later, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Think about that quote. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in the end, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And we're not mad at the lemmings. They're followers. There might be one leader out of 50 people, if you're lucky. And a lot of people in join evil once they're a leader. They go, you know, I'm a leader. And the system comes to you and says, hey, you're a leader. Join us. And most people go, I will join you. Another call in Australia. Then I'm going to hit all this news. I have a special guest joining us. There's so much bragging. Lyndon in Australia. Thanks for holding. Where are you calling from in Australia?
G'day. I'm in Melbourne. I'm in the outer suburbs. And I'm just basically disgusted with our government at the moment. I can't believe what they're doing. We're living under martial law, basically. we're in a curfew. You can't go out after 8 p.m. You can't get up before 5 a.m. My girls have to carry work papers and go through roadblocks manned by the military with their Soviet-style papers to go to work. And that's they're lucky enough to work in a food industry that actually gets to go to work. A lot of people just don't even have jobs at the moment. And it's,
let me ask you this, sir. What is it like to be under this and to know that it's all based on a pretty much a hoax? I mean, an overblown, 90%+ overblown situation. I mean, do Aussies know how overblown it is? I mean, you've had 1,400 people die from this, and most of those died from something else, and it's the UN directing it.
Well, I think most people are just basically have no idea, because our media is like every channel is CNN. Our national broadcaster, ABC, is totally left-wing, CNN-style. And every commercial channel, we only have the ABC and three major channels, and they're all 24/7 bashing this COVID narrative into everyone. And everyone's believes it because there's not a lot of alternative media.
Well, that's it. So it's a total cult of information, which is so dangerous. Wow, that's why they want to shut InfoWars down. There's not much independent media left here in the U.S. either.
Yeah, and it's, most people just Australia. If they knew, they would wake up instantly. But it's just the narrative is just so controlled by the mainstream media, and we don't have. Like, I don't think many people are listening to InfoWars because it's 4 a.m. in the morning. I'm a long-time fan, and I just want to say thank you, Alex. You're a modern-day saint. You're a John the Baptist.
Well, listen, brother, you are too. We're all just not wanting to get taken over. And once the economy implodes, they call it the global reset. They want to make you all poor, make me poor, to control us. So I'm just trying to survive. God bless you, brother. We appreciate you. Speaking of this, I haven't really plugged in the last 2 hours, and if I don't, we won't be here, because we're barely bringing in enough money to operate. I'd love to expand. I'd love to launch a bunch of other operations, like Operation Hydra. I was talking about my crew this morning about trying to inspire folks, but go to InfoWarsStore.com, especially if you live in the U.S. or Canada, where we can ship stuff to you easy, and take advantage, and get books and films and water filter and air filter and really high-quality storable food. Everybody needs storable food. We can ship it in 1 to 2 weeks. The other places don't even have food. The food prices are going up. The food distribution systems are breaking down. And this is insurance you can eat. It's high-quality food, and some of it tastes okay. Some of it tastes gourmet. Compared to the leading competitors, it's amazing. So I went out and found you the best product I could. It's how we fund ourselves, and I believe if you don't have a 3-month, 6-month, year supply, you're crazy. And you need water filters. We have the highest-rated systems, both ProPure and Alexa Pure. That you can get water out of a swamp, 10,000, 20,000 gallons, depending on the unit. These are basic things you need. I'm selling them. It's how we stay on air. But just a crazy, crazy time, folks. And thanks to my blood boil watching them do this, these women particularly. But these aren't Australians. These are globalist minions, just like here in the U.S. We'll be back with hour number 3 with a very special guest. You'll want to stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.